From SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Treasury Department is launching its $350 billion program to distribute aid to state and local governments. It will give the U.S. economy an added boost after relatively modest hiring in April. Colonial Pipeline, hit by a cyber attack, says it hopes to have service mostly restored by the end of the week. The pipeline carries fuel from the Gulf Coast to the Northeast. Hamas militants firing a large barrage of rockets into Israel, including one that set off air raid sirens as far away as Jerusalem. That attack came after hundreds of Palestinians clashed with Israeli police at a Flashpoint religious site in Jerusalem. Gaza health officials say 9 people, including 3 children, were killed in an explosion in the northern Gaza Strip. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 99 points, the Nasdaq down 311. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change in our weather pattern. We're going to be wet and stormy at times for the next several days. Today and tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. High today around 80, low tonight in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms at times, high around 80. Then another round of showers and storms on Wednesday. Wednesday's high in the low 70s. Risk of some leftover showers Thursday. Friday looking nicer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Kay McCabe. Montgomery County has been passed in population by fast-growing Baldwin County. New census numbers show that Montgomery County's population dropped by 5,000 people since the last census. Montgomery County is now the fifth largest county in the state. Well, South University is teaming up with Montgomery Public Schools to offer a summer enrichment program for high school juniors and seniors. Eligible students will be able to enroll in college-level English and sociology courses and will earn credits for a high school diploma. Students can talk with their school counselors to apply for the program. Montgomery's citywide mask order has expired. The order was approved by Montgomery City Council on April 9th. We at Alabama News Network have reached out to city officials to ask whether it would be extended, but we have not received an answer. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Kay McCabe.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, hello, friends. Not Dan Morris here, but y'all should be used to that by now. If you're not, you are listening to April Marie Fogel today and every day while Dan heals. I'm going to pull Danny out. I'm going to play a clip.
And then on the economy, so employment only rose by about 266,000 jobs in April out of 7.4 million or so job openings. How does the White House know that people are just choosing not to apply for jobs because the extra unemployment benefits are so good?
Well, first, let me say that we have looked at the data, and Secretary Yellen referred to this on Friday, or talked about this on Friday. We don't see much evidence that the extra unemployment insurance is a major driver in people not rejoining the workforce. Mm-hmm. We actually see the data our
stop
analysis.
It there.
Okay. We're going to get to her analysis here in a second of what's keeping people out of the workforce. But it's not getting extra money to stay at home. That couldn't be it. It couldn't be that they're making more money at home than they would be making in their entry-level jobs. Which, by the way, every time I hear people talk about minimum wage and entry-level jobs, I go, you do realize the name says entry-level. Like, you're intended as a person to go above that. Hence the word entry-level. No, I get it. Some people are happy and content in their jobs, but there is a reason entry-level jobs are called that. All right, we're going to go to her actual idea of what is happening here.
Analysis shows that lack of vaccination, the lower rate, which is why I referred to the data and the week that it was taken, it has an impact. Childcare has an impact. Schools reopening has an impact. But there is also the need to pay a livable working wage. And that's one of the reasons the president will talk about that.
We're going to stop here. So, among the problems are lack of vaccinations. Well, it couldn't be that there's a lack of vaccinations because nobody trusts Fauci. And we've gotten conflicting data. Or that there's no incentive to get a vaccination besides a free beer or maybe a free donut or some being entered into a raffle because you're telling us we're still going to have to wear a mask and you're telling us we still need to social distance and you're telling us we still shouldn't see our family. And there is a lot more talk about the side effects of the second vaccine if you're getting a Moderna. Nope, none of those are the reason that there's a lack of vaccinations. But I don't think the lack of vaccinations is necessarily keeping people at home from work. Then there's the schools being closed. Well, why are schools closed, Jen? Do tell. Could it be because the teachers' unions are enjoying holding our kids hostage? Could it be that they're not using science and haven't been for a long time? On the safety of kids. Oh, expensive childcare. Expensive childcare is to blame for people not rejoining the workforce. That gets me to a story. I don't know if we're going to have time to talk about it. I'm going to try to talk about it today. There's an infuriating, gosh, I use that word a lot when I'm talking about Democrats, infuriating story about women in the workforce and what's going on there. And then to the inevitable favorite talking point of Democrats for the last 4 years, livable working wage. Tell us how you really feel. So the problem is that they're getting a quote livable working wage by not working. What are you trying to say? What are you trying to do to the economy? That's a whole lot of talk. Oh, it's frustrating. All right, let's play some more.
That this afternoon.
But as Bank of America economists who are cited in a Bloomberg story say anybody making less than $32,000 a year is better off financially just taking the unemployment benefit. So is the White House creating an incentive just to stay home?
Well, again, the majority of economists internally and externally of the White House don't feel that unemployment insurance, something that was done at a time where to help unemployed people get through a very difficult economic downturn during a pandemic, is a major driver in our unemployment data. That there are other factors, bigger factors, that were contributing, have been contributing to the numbers we saw on Friday. That's what we're working to address, and that's where we think our solution should be focused.
And just last one really quick. The Commerce Secretary says the main reason that people are staying home is fear. How does the White House know that people are scared? What is that based on?
Well, I think what she was referring to is the fact that there was a much lower vaccination rate just a month ago, and that people are fearful about getting sick. They are fearful about whether they're going to have the conditions to be healthy, whether they can send their kids to a childcare center, whether there is a childcare center. So those are all factors that are consistent with the examples and reasons I just provided.
What world is she living in? Because it's not the reality the rest of us are living in. First off, the people who are still afraid, they're that way because of the misinformation. They're that way because of the Faucis of the world. I don't know how much more we can learn about coronavirus, who's at high risk for dying from it or having extreme complications from it. I don't know how much more we can learn about how it's spread and what prevention measures work. If there are people sitting at home living in fear, we're bordering on a mental health problem. Because you can be at home and be cautious. You can be at home and recognize that you are maybe old, overweight, with bad lungs. Okay. But I hope you're not sitting at home in fear, even if you have those conditions. Because that's a bad way to live, sitting at home in fear. The like complete disconnect between reality and the reality of the fact that you can make $32,000 in some areas of this country on unemployment, and her saying that's not an incentive for people to stay home, is the disconnect between her and knowing people who make under that amount. The disconnect from her and knowing business owners who pay less than that amount. It's frustrating. It's so incredibly frustrating because there's just an alternate universe happening. So I saw this story, and it's an op-ed about women in the workforce. And I'm gonna hold on, I'm gonna find it because it aggravated me. A lousy myth about moms, kids, and work makes a comeback. Republicans are running with it. This is a Washington Post op-ed. And the op-ed is basically says that women got hit the hardest in unemployment, and that the recent job gains have been men, but the female workforce is where it was in the late 1980s. And that essentially this is a crisis being fueled by the Republicans because of, wait for it, Joey, we talked about it a little bit the other day, gender roles.
Gender roles.
That's the lousy myth about moms, kids, and work that Republicans are running with, that women belong in the home. Here's the thing. Yes, my work personally has been impacted by COVID, but that's a choice I made. And this op-ed is arguing that women are making this choice and that we're basically being painted into corners by the men in our lives to do so, because the insinuation is that when they talk about parents needing to be home, they're always talking about women. I hate to break it to them. One of my dearest friends from my child's school and soccer team, the former coach of our soccer team, is a stay-at-home dad. And he likes it. But not all dads do. And there's something to be said for the traditional gender roles. And I don't think that that Republicans are insulting by women by the women choosing to be home. I don't think it says anything negative. One of the things she argues, this op-ed writer argues, is that that women were doing ourselves a disservice by staying at home. I put my career on hold, I'd say for the last easily 4 years, in terms of the way I was actively pursuing it. And I was even aggressively pursuing, I would say, a career after having my daughter. I was frequently traveling with my daughter. Then I frequently traveled again when I had my son, but then I had to stop. And I had to stop because I made a choice to be a mother. And I love being a mother and the sacrifices that it entails. And I don't need a feminist telling me that it's a Republican myth that women should be the ones putting the kids first. We need to all do what's right for our families. But I resent the idea or implication that the reason I chose to put my children first, or the reason I chose to scale back my career, is that I felt pressured to because I'm a conservative and I believe in gender roles. It's demeaning to me. It's a choice I made knowing all the information. And the woman says, well, women can't just pick up where they left off. We can't, but we can do something different. I would have never imagined I'd have my own radio show. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, we're going to get to the callers who are on the line. I'm just frustrated by this conversation. I'm frustrated by the White House's lack of denial about people getting back in the workforce. I'm frustrated by liberals telling me why I'm not as aggressive as I should be. They think I should be. It just aggravates me. Stop talking down to me because I'm a conservative woman. I'll be right back after this break.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Let me first say thank you so much for your prayers. That is very important to me, and it got me through my last cancer. But I'm not going to let a little radical surgery get in the way of my helping my audience. That's why I'm taking the time to remind you about my good friend John Williams and the great folks at Mortgage Corporation of the South. They have helped me and so many members of my audience save money by refinancing their home. Whether it's VA, FHA, or conventional loan, Mortgage Corporation of the South is your go-to new home or existing home refinancing. As I mentioned, Mortgage Corporation of the South handled my personal home and did an outstanding job and saved me oodles of money. So call John Williams and the gang at Mortgage Corporation of the South, 567-9000, and let them help you. Good credit, not just good credit. Let Mortgage Corporation of the South put you on the right side of lending. 567-9000.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos during our 50% off May special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery, unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. That's 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. And don't forget our May 50% off.
Did you know that revenue from gambling only adds about 1% to a state's budget? Yet the harm it does to families and communities can be devastating. Did you know that sex trafficking is commonplace in casinos? And the Alabama gambling bill will be adding multiple casinos across the state. Today, call and ask your Alabama House member to vote no on full-scale gambling SB 319. Paid by Eagle Forum of Alabama, alabamaeagle.org.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie.
Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
The Dan Morris Show with your host, April Marie Fogel. He's clearly a victim of the party I choose to vote. Because feminists don't believe that women are really making the choice to be at home. It's just that the party apparatus itself is tricking me into believing I need to take care of my children. It's the party apparatus itself. Hmm. And God forbid it's men. Men telling me.
April Marie, I mean, when I look at you, I just see the epitome of false consciousness. You've internalized the patriarchy, you know.
The patriarchy is holding me back.
Yeah.
You know what? I chose to put my children first. I still make that choice frequently. When I decided whether or not I could do this radio show, one of the considerations I had to make was the fact that the timing was such that the children are out of school for the summer. And I was going to have to reschedule some of the summer trips I needed to make. And I didn't take that decision lightly. Yes. There are sacrifices that parents, all parents, mothers and fathers make for their children. But to say that I am unconsciously being duped by the fact that I'm a Republican or of powerful men incapable of honoring feminists by exiting and reentering the workforce, the fact that there are feminists out there who believe that I will not be as successful as I could have been had I not gotten out of the workforce. You clearly don't know me. I am doing things a little differently than what I once did. I was once the national vice president of a multi-million person association. And that's the job I had to scale back on, because I couldn't travel as much. I couldn't work as many hours. When I left the Hill, I did so because I couldn't travel as much when I had a daughter. I cannot believe Democrats and feminists out there acting like I'm a victim of choices. All right, I'm getting a crowd out. Hey, crowd out, how's it going?
Hey there, April Marie. Good to hear you again. Lots of stuff, but pertinent to what you were talking about. It's the Ministry of Propaganda that has taken over in this country, just like it did in the old Soviet states. And we let it happen. It's like Ben Franklin said, you know, a democratic republic's the best form of government if you can keep it. And we're just letting it go down the tubes with this propaganda stuff. People are not educating themselves on issues either. And I think it's partly because folks are so busy trying to live out their daily lives that they don't have the time to sit down and dig in. And it's not helped by the media, i.e. Ministry of Propaganda, shoveling out the stuff that people will buy into because it seems to fit some kind of bias that they may already have in their mind. Like you might have some fellow who thinks, yeah, you know, women need to be at home and they don't need to be climbing skyscrapers and hanging steel and they don't need to be on the back of a pickup truck doing this, that, and the other. So there's a personal bias out there in the voters that comes into play. But I am, can I say, really proud of what you have done.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, you're a fine example of being a true individual, and that's what this country was all about, was liberty, freedom, and nobody standing over you telling you what to do. You can make your own choices, and I think that if a person wants to be like a Gloria Steinem, that's their business, that's fine. And it's not for me to try to put them down and put them in their place or shut them up. And we've got a government that is busy practicing, what's this term we use, canceling, shutting yes. people out, whatever that is. But I want you to continue being just like Xena the Warrior Princess and just go after them, or Wonder Woman or whatever, and bang some heads together. And how many people did you say you were in that organization, and what was the name of the organization you were over, the VP?
I was the National Vice President for 60 Plus Association, which is a conservative alternative to AARP.
Plus.
And
okay.
it had millions, 3 million.
I like yep. that. I like that. That's great. Well, listen, I thank you. I'm enjoying the show. And if the real reason I wanted to call you and ask you a question is, from what you've seen, do you think we'll ever get to a point in this country where we will do away with personal income tax, let people keep those wages that they have earned, and then spend them like they want to locally?
Here's what I believe. I believe that we have to do this in steps, and that one of the steps we need to take is conservatives need to look at tax reform and say, how do we get people to understand how much money is going out? Because right now, you know, I always say you can tell a lot about our country by the young workers, right? Because they don't know what to expect. So they work so hard their first couple jobs, but then they get their check and they look at what's taken out and they're like, what is happening? But then you get used to it. Oh. And then you create a business. And then you got to get used to the taxes there. I think if we get people out of the habit of it being directly taken out of our checks, and people have to write checks to the government, they're going to stop doing that and stop wanting to do that. I think that conservatives have to stop talking about tax reform and actually start enacting tax reform.
A lot we need to do. At work one day, and she says, oh, I didn't have to pay any tax last year, because she got a refund. In her mind, that's how she saw it, was, I didn't have to pay, I got money back. She didn't think about, she didn't understand. People don't understand.
It is incredibly frustrating.
Ron Reagan said, get your hand out of my wallet, you know? If we really wanted to see the economy bloom, it would be let people keep their money and then spend it locally as they need to, fixing their roof, buying the car, going to dinner, et cetera.
Well, and getting the government out of the business of every pet project everybody has. We fund, the federal government funds a lot of things, be it art, be it foreign giveaways, be it nonprofit, groups. The government funds a lot that individuals need to start funding again. Our churches need to start doing. There's
there
a lot that we should
change.
Get back to.
At one time, it was the private citizenry and the churches that did a lot of almost all of social services, and bit by bit, the state took over the earth. In taking away the choices I make to who I'm going to help. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks for calling, Crawdad. We're going to hit our 2:30 break here. I'm going to continue to be outraged at the idea that I am that I am a victim of the patriarchy. But we're going to take a break and we're going to continue this topic after this break. Let's see how many times I can say break before I actually take the break. You are listening to April Marie Fogel filling in for Dan Morris. Be right back.
Yes, you were. Yes, I want you to be. Yes.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Spring is here, and your friends at Peaches and Clean can help relieve some of your spring fever cleaning. All the pollen and rain, it's time to get those carpets clean. Make your house look and smell clean. Plus, Peaches and Clean can take care of your hardwood floors, upholstery cleaning, and tile and grout. And no one takes better care of your expensive oriental and area rugs. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
There's no clean like Peaches and Clean.
What's up, boys?
What's up, Ball?
Are the Dodgers still the best team in the league?
When you think about how you sustain winning, pitching is still king.
Struck him out.
We got to get Mike Trout to the playoffs.
The Yankees are... they're loaded.
The Padres are back. Watch what's about to come.
Major League Baseball returns May 22nd to Fox 20. Fox 20 also has football on Saturdays this May and June with the premiere of the Spring League.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change in our weather pattern. We're going to be wet and stormy at times for the next several days. Today and tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. High today around 80, low tonight in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms at times. High around 80. Then another round of showers and storms on Wednesday. Wednesday's high in the low 70s. Risk of some leftover showers Thursday. Friday looking nicer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When you want your front lawn to feel more like a welcome mat, the Kubota Z400 is built to cut like a pro. Turn on a dime with effortless precision. Fast cut, Kubota quality, affordable price. See us today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Breaking news. While we were having this conversation about the unemployment, how this hour started, Governor Kay Ivey announces end to participation in all federal pandemic unemployment compensation programs. There were four different programs we were participating in. The state will stop participating effective June 19th. The programs include the federal pandemic unemployment compensation, which provides an additional 300 weekly payment to recipients. The pandemic unemployment assistance program, which allows workers who would not ordinarily qualify for unemployment to get it, which is the self-employed, the gig workers, and part-time workers. The pandemic emergency unemployment compensation, which provides an extension of benefits once regular benefits have been exhausted. And the mixed earner unemployment compensation, which provides an additional $100 for people with mixed earnings. Any weeks filed prior to and up to June 19th are eligible. But the governor says she wants to get our state back to work. As Alabama's economy continues its recovery, we are hearing from more and more business owners and employers that it's increasingly difficult to find workers to fill available jobs, even though the job openings are abundant. Well, we've been talking about this. The Alabama Department of Labor has also reinstated the work search requirement for all claimants, which was temporarily waived during the height of the pandemic, requiring all claimants to actively be searching for work to remain eligible. Got to get people back to work. And it's hard. I know people who have kind of gotten into a routine in the pandemic, whether they just work from home or whether they've been on unemployment. And once you're in a routine, it's hard to break that routine. Who wants to put on pants?
I don't.
Who wants to get out of their pajamas?
I don't like pants.
I have a lot of male friends who don't like pants.
No, this is why I live by myself now and walk around without pants on. It's great.
Master Thespian holding on the line. How's it going?
Well, howdy there. You know, one of the things that they're refusing to acknowledge in this whole issue with women dropping out of the workforce is the fact that the government shut down the school. So there was no alternative for the children except to be home doing virtual learning at home, and somebody had to supervise them.
Yep.
And yeah, it's this sort of self-perpetuating cycle. It's like what happened when the government shut down the restaurant. All those people all of a sudden didn't have work, all of a sudden weren't able to pay their bills. And I mean, it's these people refusing to acknowledge the fact that they caused this problem.
Well, and so first the government shut the schools down, then the teachers right. union didn't let them come back in some places.
Right.
You
but
had
the
virtual.
Still want to be paid.
Ooh. Yep. You had virtual learning, which was challenging for some families. I mean, yep. I have two yep. children, and they're youngins. In the very beginning of the pandemic, I had to make a choice between my son and my daughter, which my son, by the way, was in 3K. Okay. They don't do much in 3K. They were having dance parties,
yeah.
But I couldn't manage my work, maintaining my daughter's work. You know, she'd do worksheets and then I'd have to take a picture and submit them to the school. And I'd have to make sure she was on every call and make sure she was doing her in between stuff and my son's little dance yeah. parties. So yeah. I just stopped having him do his little dance parties. Right. And he was working on his yeah. alphabet and his days of the week and that stuff. But some people have older kids, and I can't imagine yep. juggling multiple older kids and the agenda, their curriculum and agendas.
Exactly. My oldest grandchild was supposed to go to kindergarten this year, and he had to do it all virtual. And thankfully, my oldest child and his wife, they were able to balance with their job, dividing up childcare, taking care of my oldest grandson and his brother. But it provided a great strain on many, many people trying to figure out the logistics of this thing.
Well, in the West, the liberals were constantly being found to be fighting schools opened while sending their kids to private schools, fighting daycares being open while sending their kids to daycares.
Yeah.
The hypocrisy of it all.
And it's somebody that has the money that can do that, whereas most folks can't afford it. They can't afford daycare. They can't afford private school. So they're stuck.
Right. Which is what the education, the expansion of school choice that's happened this year has been a direct result of overreaching government. And I think it's going to have a lasting impact.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to depress everybody today, but is there any way I can get my name in on the drawings? I think it's been a long time since I won one of those drawings. The Mortgage Corporation of the South or the Sweet Creek drawing.
We'll add you to both. What's your date and your month and day?
That will be March the 12th.
All right.
312. Okay.
Yeah. And thank you, April Marie. You're doing a fantastic job as a substitute teacher. I've been enjoying listening to you. So just keep up the good work, girl.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, you guys, I'm going to talk about something odd before I go to the next break. Are you familiar, Joey, with the way that the Virginia GOP picks their candidates?
No, I am not familiar with it.
Okay, so they do it through a ranked process, a ballot system, through a convention style, right? Mm-hmm. But because of the pandemic, on this past Saturday, so the day before Mother's Day, they did this using drive-through drop-offs. And the delegates would weigh their choices, rank their choices. And then they go to first ballot, second ballot, whatever's necessary to get their candidates. And then they weight the vote based on the county population and size. And I am so nerding out over this process. So we're in the governor's race right now. They're counting the ballots for the governor's race. And I'm just intrigued by this. I am absolutely intrigued by this. So if you are a nerdy elections person, as I am, then you should check out what's going on in Virginia right now, because it's just a weird way they do things. I like looking at the ways other states do elections. Like, what do they call them? The animal jungle primaries?
Jungle primaries, yeah.
Those are fun. I'm intrigued by the way people come up with their candidates. We are going to take our last break before we get into our last 15-minute segment. This day's flown by. And when we come back, we'll talk more. I like the governor of Alabama joining the governors of other states to say, hey, get back in the workforce, people. I dig it. More from April Marie Fogle coming up after this break.
Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
The Dan Morris Show.
Don't wait, the bullets rip. The sound of the beast, yeah. Another one bites the dust.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, So you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you. Or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Show with your favorite substitute teacher, April Marie Fogle. If you are just tuning in and don't know who I am or what I do, well, I relatively new at this full-time radio hosting gig. I am the publisher and owner of Alabama Today. That's altoday.com. Former Tea Party conservative with American, the likes of Americans for Prosperity, the NRA ILA, which is the political arm of the National Rifle Association, 60 plus association, of course. I'm a policy wonk and nerd. I've worked on the Hill. Of course, I'm a mom. You can find me on Twitter and Facebook at April Marie, APRYLMARIE. I do, in fact, go by both names, though I'll answer to any version of that. AM, Avery, Missy Marie in a pinch. That's what my mother called me. Knew I was in trouble. Missy Marie? Yes, ma'am. Clint has been patiently waiting on the line.
Hello?
Hello.
Hope you had a good Mother's Day, young lady.
I did.
Good. You know, you got, you know, talking about the outreach of the government.
The overreach of the government, yep.
Yes, ma'am. And this is in my opinion. You know, the federal government only has two functions. Only two. And that is national defense and commerce. And that is it. What gives Washington, D.C. the authority to tell every state what they will do and cannot do? State of Alabama, which I live, we make our... Ma'am?
Because we've let them for so long.
Yeah, we let them get away with it. I mean, we make our own rules and laws here in the state of Alabama. And D.C. has no right to tell us we cannot make this law. If the law is moral and ethically sound, then what's the problem?
Well,
who is D.C. to tell us we can't, you know, like the vaccine? Well, D.C., it's coming. You're going to have to take that vaccine. Well, who is D.C. to tell me I have to take that vaccine? Explain that to me.
The problem has become, especially with these agencies and their rules, we have allowed the federal government, and it has happened under every administration. We have given power and authority, inch by inch, we've given up the 10th Amendment. We have started allowing the federal government to, and here's where we mess up. Here's where the states have messed up. It is, we have negotiated away rights in return for federal money. So the federal government doesn't have a right to tell us what to do in certain aspects. But if we want that federal money, which we do,
money belongs to the state. I mean, how much money do we send to D.C. every year? And they're going to divide it. You know, this is crazy. I mean, it's not right.
And so the issue has become, it's become a carrot and a stick where states start doing things in order to get the federal money, which the federal money is because of taxpayers. And then it becomes a circular, we're feeding the beast and the beast is eating us in turn. And yeah, we can't get off the merry-go-round, but then we are to blame too. We say we're going to elect people who shrinks the size and scope of government.
Yes, ma'am.
And we say we're going to...
Let me interrupt you. Take the IRS. The IRS is not part of the federal government. It's a private company.
Oh, Clint, we've gotten into this. I researched this, and I didn't find any evidence of that.
You didn't?
Yeah.
No. Not one credible source to say that the IRS is run by anybody except Treasury. I can look online and I can look at the IRS employees and see they're getting federal payroll. I don't see a company. Now, every government entity has contracts with vendors.
I stand corrected then. All right.
And here's the thing. I get frustrated in the state of Alabama with Alabama contracts. Oh, I could go on all day about it. Maybe one day I will with the amount of vendors that we use in our state that that could be fulfilled by a government employee and or could not exist. And it drives me absolutely bonkers the amount
bonkers.
Of
I agree. So but hey, let me go. I know you got the call. So
yep, you got it. All right. We've only got 10 short minutes left. Let's go to Randall. Hey Randall.
Hey no. And just to go along with that what you your book club, I'm down with that.
Awesome. I'm gonna put something up on my Facebook page.
Not just to get to know you better, but to learn. I mean to learn, especially if you gonna go and read stuff like the media monopoly and you know what I mean, and break it down and actually, you know what I mean, so we can teach folks how we get our news, where they understand it better. You know what I mean, things like that. I mean that's and I know you know what I mean. You can come from 10 different ways with that. So, and then we can you meet it like the Prattville Library? I mean, would that be something? Would that be somewhere to meet, or is it?
We'll figure it out. We'll figure out somewhere for our book club to meet. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna pick a book, and we're gonna we'll start in the next week or two, and then we'll come up with a place to meet after we've given people a couple of weeks to read. But let's do
it. You was talking about earlier that the things that the pandemic's changed and for the good, you know, but I've been seeing a lot of posts and a lot of social media like me needs and saying it took the pandemic to make y'all realize that you're not paying with that word, a living wage to people. That, you know what I mean? That now all these people maybe done went out and got cars maybe on that money, you know what I mean? Thinking that, you know, that's what happens when we go back to work and the money ain't nowhere near the same. Is that going to, what do you call it, I guess, make owners up their money? I mean, is this what they ask for? Are they trying to make them up their money, or is it, or will it be able to be up? Are they trying to shame employees of saying they're not, I mean, employers trying to say they're not treating the employees fair?
I hear what you're saying, Randall. Let me, Randall, we're going to, I'm going to answer that, but we're going to, we're going to switch to our second caller just because we're running out of time here. But I think they are trying to shame employers. And that was the point of that clip earlier from the White House, from Jen, good old Jen over there, saying, well, part of the issue is a living wage. Well, Jen, you don't get to determine what employers pay. And I don't know if you've noticed, but that's been tried. It's been tried in places and has failed, this minimum wage, livable wage argument. And it leads to unemployment, and it leads to automation of jobs, and it leads to a lot of things that hurt the employees it's trying to help. And if people went out there and started living their lives based on the amount of unemployment they were getting, shame on them. Because you got to know what you were making before the pandemic, and you got to, if now you've got to find jobs that pay for that, that's not on the employers. It's on you to look at other jobs. Well, the good news is there are jobs out there that play more and more minimum wage. Heck, the Amazon plant up here plays more than minimum wage. I'm seeing admin jobs that can't fill roles that need to pay more than minimum wage. Healthcare has grown. There are jobs out there if people want to look for them and get trained for them. Fast food jobs, grocery store jobs, and I say this, and I might sound like a snob, but here's the deal. My parents worked those jobs. I am not a snob. My daddy worked at Walmart and Pizza Hut and Save-A-Lot, which I guess is kind of close to an Aldi here. I know that people work two and three jobs to make ends meet. But you know what my daddy wanted to do, my stepdaddy? He wanted to be a teacher. And he never made that dream happen. But the jobs he was working were not intended to support a family of five people. And a lot of people, they get stuck in these situations. And I don't know what the solution is, but I know that these jobs were not intended for people to live off of their whole lives. And they weren't, they're intended as entry-level jobs. And yes, maybe we need to do something about helping people have better opportunities. But we can't ask Taco Bell to have, you know, 99-cent menu items and then pay $17 an hour. Common sense says you can't do that. All right, Sam's on the line. Sam, we've got 5 minutes. So how's it going?
It's going well. I thought I'd wrap up the show with first a compliment, April. You're doing good work. What you've done with Alabama.com and what you're doing on the radio right now, you're following in the footsteps of some other good people. And there's one that I wanted to mention that just passed away last week. Her name is Sandy Barnett. She used to co-host with Don Markwell on the radio, and she loved people. She was she preached accountability. I'm looking at the obituary now. But she was all about accountability, financial and academic. She was on the school board. I remember back in the 80s and 90s when Montgomery was going through a terrible transition. And but she was good people, and she only wanted the best. Up. Yeah, and I don't know if Joy might remember. I'm sure that Dan would, but Sandra Barnett, I can't even speak. Anyways, her at the Montgomery Museum of Fine Art this weekend, they're going to have her memorial.
All right. Well, thanks for telling us. I'll look up.
Yeah, and but like I said, April, thank you for a good show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm going to look up. I'm going to look up Sandy. I like the people who came before me, and I feel like that is an underappreciated. Maybe is the word I'm looking for. The people who paved the way for the people who came after them, and when I see feminists pontificate about the disservice I'm doing to myself and the nation by stepping back from my jobs or stepping back from a career to raise my children and to pin it on the men in my life. That's the part that frustrates me. Don't pin my decision. I knew what I was doing. First off, women aren't victims of motherhood. Okay, there are conscious choices you make to become a mother. To be responsible for another human being, to be responsible for a family. And putting kids first, putting my kids first, putting my family first, doesn't make me a sucker. Doesn't make me a victim. There are plenty of women who manage to raise great, healthy children and contribute to their society around them. And by golly, I hope to be one of them. I appreciate you listening to me, you guys. I will be back again tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that and the day after that. I will try to get a Dan update for you this week. We are trying not to bug him every day with updates, but we will try to get updates for you within the week. So every week we have an update.
He did finally text me back today.
Oh.
And he said, I just asked him how he's feeling after he got home. Said the nights can be hard and the days tiring but beneficial. He has a doctor's appointment he's getting ready for today. And they're getting a routine down. And he had a good Mother's Day with Rebecca and his two boys. And, of course, dessert was provided by Sweet Creek Farm Market with some strawberries, fresh strawberries with ice cream and Cool Whip and pound cake. So he's doing well, but getting that routine down, which is great to hear.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that update. So there you have it. There's our update. I'm going to keep not trying to bug him. Keep him in your thoughts and prayers. If you're not the praying type, some warm wishes or whatever it is you do. You know my spiel by now. All right. Be back again tomorrow. You've been listening to April Marie Fogle filling in for Dan Morris.